What show do you do?
It's called Polycast.
On the internet, is it?
Called Polycast. I don't suppose you're a Civilization fan.
Civilization?
A computer game.
No.
We'll synchronize ourselves here. This should be an Olympic event.
Synchronized recording.
The Civilization
Podcast focused on game strategy.
Dan Q.
Makalua.
Lotus Snidus.
Imran Siddiqui.
Hey Madeline.
Cardamandua.
The Mean Team.
QNL.
Hey Polycasters, Dan Q here, owner and producer of the show. 2010 was Polycast's fourth season, and during that season in the summer, we reached and then surpassed 100 episodes. We did episode 100 as our first live episode, and now, as people listening to this are probably aware, in January of 2011, of this year, we switched to a live format, and myself and Makalua and the Mian team and Q&L, we thought about looking back on first 100 episodes, and knowing that although we've done as many productions as we have done, that there are still Civ players out there that may have never listened to the show before. Gasp, I know. And also those people who just listen from time to time. I do put together a couple of promos a year with snippets, but what about just kind of in one place where we would do a top 10? I mean, everybody knows how much I love top 10s, but this top 10 was going to be a little bit different. Rather than it being all me, what I suggested to my fellow regular co-hosts is that Mackie and I, having been on the show since the beginning, we look at the first 50 episodes because we were on them. We were panelists or regular panelists during those episodes. And to have Phil and Lisa look at the second 50 episodes, essentially you'd have two top fives, right? Mackie and I for episodes 1, really episodes 1 to 49, I should say, and then episodes 51 to 100 for Phil and Lisa, because we all agreed that we would start off with episode 50. That episode 50 will hold the top spot for all of us because we had Sid Meier on the show.
So Dan and I were picking through the first two seasons to get our episodes on this list. And you might think we didn't do as much before episode 50 when we got Sid, but there's a reason we did get Sid, because not only did we get some of people who ended up becoming developers, either at Firaxis or other places, and interesting people from the mod community, we also had our own style really start to come about, not so much in season 1, but more in season 2, which most of these are from. I picked on episode 38 because it's a good mix of topics. We talked about patch, we talked about some specifics, in this case vassalage and well tech whoring, as it were. But we also talked about a game where someone had done a thief economy. It was a very interesting playstyle, totally off the wall. I don't think Firaxis ever saw anybody trying to pull something like that. Research that, we were speculating about natural wonders. Oh, hey, what's in Civ 5? And there's a theater segment, which we do from time to time, and, let's just not talk about the first season's theater episodes. But this was better, because this is a newer version where we would talk about what we do in multiplayer. And speaking of designers, episode 25, Soren Johnson wasn't on the show, but what we did is discuss a list he had published in his own blog of game design do's and don'ts. We discussed him pretty well. We had our own sort of wild math guessing about what would be better, what would be worse. I really liked this episode, not only listening to it, but also recording it, because we got to talk game design. Never get to talk enough game design. I like it. Episode 22, we had another dev personality, That's who I'm recently having joined Firaxis from the mod community, John Schaefer. Of course, he's also recently left Firaxis to go to Stardock, but he's still designing, and it's interesting to hear how he was when he was still really kind of part, you know, only starting to make the transition to developerhood. Speaking of Stardock episode 23, we had Kale fall from heaven. So we had a long discussion about why they did some things in there and things that, and yet another example of how the people behind this are just a little bit crazy. And episode 21 was yet another mod person, Rye, famous for Rise and Fall of Heaven, in which I think most people who had Civ 4 played at some point, it did come bundled with Beyond the Sword, if I'm remembering correctly. And there's, you can kind of see concepts in that, while they weren't exactly used for Civ 5, but you can see where they may have looked at it and said, hey, that's a good idea.
Top 5 episodes. You've heard Mackie's list already. Number 5 from our first season, episode 25. It's one of the two episodes to date that focuses more on strategy gaming in general as compared to Civ specifically, the other being the later episode 66 in season 3. Episode 25 responds in detail to Civ 4 lead designer Soren Johnson's not-to-do list for game design. And I myself thought that was kind of interesting for a developer to have a not-to-do list as opposed to a to-do list. Contributing much to the quality of this discussion is our two first-time guest co-hosts, Solver and Dan T, both of whom were integral to Firaxis' internal testing on both Civilization IV expansions, that's Warlord and Beyond the Sword. He was known as Trip. He was born John Schaefer, right. But in the Civ community, he was known as Trip as a modder in the Civilization community. On Apolliton, which I happen to be also a co-founder of, and was on the administration of that site for almost 11 years. In episode 22, also from the first season, marked the first appearance of a Civ developer on the show, and it happened to be John, who had just finished co-designing the Beyond the Sword expansion pack for Civ 4 with Alex Manzeris, or Alex Man, also from the Civ community, with a very strong presence in Apolliton too. A notable amount of information still stands the test of time quite well. I know I'm not talking about the Civilization 2 expansion pack of the same name. John played into the banter with ease on episode 22. Still, particularly now that with John being lead designer in Civilization V, and as Mackie mentioned, has now left Firaxis Games to go on to Stardock, where he's now developer on Elemental. Episode 22 is starting to show its age, and as such, I've ranked it slightly lower than I would have even, you know, not too long ago, say even a year or so ago. That takes us to episode 23, also from the first season, so the one right after. We had Fall from Heaven creator Derek Kale Paxton, who's now a developer at Stardock and Elemental 2, Small World, and Tony Garrett's Zaka Keel, who went on to be the lead co-host and editor of Moncast. They were both first-time guests on this episode, and it's quickly evident that this is a Civ 4 modest-focus outing, one of only the few during the first and only season Polycast covered this part of the community. Again, that's been Modcast's calling since 2008 when Polycast started its second season. That said, the modding discussion is more breadth than depth here in episode 23 that makes it accessible to non-modders then as it does now. The banter generated by the panel is also unmistakable and at times unforgettable, mostly thanks to Kale. That brings us to number 2. This episode, with some popular forum discussion, game strategy, and proposed concepts exploration, a decent panel banter. There's good breadth of topics and humor, with occasional breadth in episode 38, one of our second season episodes. Now, admittedly, this production does have a new segment, and it's on Civilization Revolution, which was only part of the show's coverage, only part of Polycast's coverage during its second season. But with a runtime of around 5 minutes, its overall impact, good and or bad, is minimal. And I also chose it, I think, maybe a little subconsciously. Like, I chose episode 23 because it had that modding focus that we really did very little about in Polycast, but helped serve kind of as a springboard to modcast creation. Whereas now, with episode 38, again, in Polycast's second season, it got Civilization Revolution. As you're probably also aware in listening to this, when Polycast turned 3, we had yet another podcast born called RevCast that focuses on Civilization Revolution. My top episode from episode 1 to 49, episode 34. This may feature only 4 panelists, but decent interactivity amongst them, combined with a solid lineup of topic that blends both breadth and depth and reasonable measure too, remain strong attributes. You've got both Civilization IV naval power, economy, and relatable Civilization II reflections.
So about these last episodes, 51 through 100. The episodes 51 through 100 encompass season 3 and season 4 of Polycast, and these were the seasons in which some changes ended up happening. In season 4, it began to be a lot more strategy focused, I think, during these episodes. Although I would say that maybe some of the earlier banter between some of the beginning people might have been lost. I really do like the episodes after 74 or so, where Phil came on the panel, because he really brings a deep understanding of strategy and also just an exhaustive memory of what is what and all the ratios in the game. So that addition was really useful for the podcast crew. And of course me, I'll leave you guys to decide what I bring to the table. The first episode that I picked was episode 62. This episode with R_Rolo1 talked about his Lonely Hearts Club series and airlifting, and also had a decent list of SUVs. I think Rolo is a clever guy, and I wouldn't mind if he co-hosted again. His Lonely Hearts series features a boring game in which all the starting locations are isolated, and it's a great primer on how to do well on an isolated start. Episode 57 was my next pick. I like the variety of topics here, from what to do with the Greek merchant to computer stats and the organized trade. And we're going to move on to episode 71. In episode 71, there's good coverage of the changes in patch 3.19, which ended up being the final patch of Civilization IV Beyond the Sword, and it was nice to get me and team, or TMIT, on to discuss its own Let's Play series. My last two picks, episode 83 and episode 91, I thought that it would be better to, for me to actually talk about something that I was actually on. On episode 83, I thought it was good to have Kamikaze, who's a fairly prolific poster, as a guest to comment on a thread that he started on catapults. The discussion about these two was still some original stuff as well. For episode 91, specialization is for insects. Also, every year, otherwise improving diplomatic relations with the crappy city trade. Also, Winslow vs. Snipes in the mystery of the real deity was also covered.
Hello everyone, it's the me and team here, and I'm going to be discussing my top 5 for new and casual listeners for a podcast. I was asked to review episodes 51 through 100, and to select my top 5, And my methodology for doing so was pretty much to get a feel for what was most representative of the typical episode, as well as episodes that carried at least good content. So without further ado, here are the five top episodes I've picked between episode 51 to 100, and why I selected them. First up is episode 53. This episode featured in the old co-host lineup before I joined as a regular co-host later on after episode 70 or so. And it also has a new segment on colonization, which is fairly representative of new segments in general on Polycast. There's also a good amount of topic balance to give listeners a reasonable picture of how we cover different things on the show. In episode 62, it has a heavy focus on one specific topic, and it pretty much gives you an idea of how an episode will go when it is focused on a single topic of coverage. In this case, it was the Lonely Hearts Club series by R-Rollo1, and he's also a very prominent member of Sith Fanatics forums, so you have some additional incentive to listen to the episode beyond the fact that it was a single topic discussed in depth. Next up on my choice was episode 77, and I chose episode 77 because of its emphasis on strategy. It's one of the better strategy-focused episodes I've heard since I joined as a regular co-host, and people who still play weekend games would actually benefit from the episode. Actually, anybody playing would benefit from the episode. Oizar is a very strong multiplayer player and really strong player overall, and he knows his stuff, and we cover a lot of material that could make somebody better on this episode. So for a new casual listener, this is a good example of an episode where we discuss strategy in depth. Next up is episode 87. This episode has the new regular co-host set and a fairly representative sample of episodes where Dan starts pulling things out of the vault. Yes, you have a vault segment in this episode, and so you get a picture of how things work in terms of adding those on, and you'll see those throughout regular updates from time to time. And my final pick was episode 93. It's one of our more recent episodes before we went over to the live format. It has good topic coverage, all of the new co-hosts, and another news segment. It also has a fairly good balance and should give listeners a good idea of what our recent shows will be like, at least until we switch to the live format. Within these five, I don't really have a ranking 1 through 5, as part of my reasons for selecting these has to do with the representation as well as the quality of the episodes themselves, so it is really hard to give them a perfect ranking as such. However, they do complete my top 5 for the episodes between 51 and 100, and that's pretty much why I chose the episodes I chose. So, thanks a lot, and the Mean Team signing off.
For anybody who's a newer casual listener to the show, I think I'd really like to listen to some of these, but what ones stand out, and I'm sure if you asked any of our regular listeners, either regular listeners now who maybe have gone back and listened to the archive, or people who've dropped in or out of the show, or maybe people who listen to the show, episodes 1 to 100 more or less, maybe not so much anymore now, whatever the combination happens to be, I think you'll get some different opinions than these lists. To get kind of an idea of what the show is like when we pre-recorded, we recommend whatever episodes we've listed here that you listen to them in their entirety. But even if you're thinking about going back and then listening to some, maybe you've listened before, or have I missed one that maybe I should have? From our perspective as regular co-hosts, the best of the best.
And, it's not a complete list of everything you ought to listen to in the first 50 to 100 episodes. We think we hit the highlights there, outside of, oh my god, we talked to Sid.
Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net.